There's just one standard of justice for the left. It's target their enemies and protect their friends. You may remember there was this big to-do a few weeks ago during the vote for the continuing resolution. Jamal Bowman, who is a Democrat representative from New York, who's kind of nutty, kind of crazy. He most prior to this was known for getting into a verbal altercation with Thomas Massie, who's probably one of the most sane guys on the Hill in terms of not being going around screaming at people. So there was that video. But he pulled a fire alarm in one of the House office buildings during the vote. And here's the video of it was uncovered by New York One. What the heck? So I was laughing. I said, we should have just played this video the entire hour. So those are emergency signs saying you can't exit. He pulls them down, and then he pulls the fire alarm there. What is he doing? Let's watch it again. One takes the one, carries it, pulls the other one, just knocks it down, and just pulls the alarm. Now, you may recall he said, I was just trying to get out, and I thought, you know, I needed to do that to open the door. Well, he was lying, right? And so what happened was the local U.S. attorney, it's not the U.S. attorney, it's the district attorney, District of Columbia Attorney General, even though it probably should have been the U.S. attorney given the federal nature of what he did, let him plead out, cop out to a $1,000 misdemeanor for pulling the fire alarm. Not for doing what the January 6ers did, which is what other people suspect he did, trying to interfere with the official operations of Congress by setting that fire alarm off. But isn't it interesting how they treat, well, I guess interesting isn't the word. Isn't it illustrative how the operators here in Washington, D.C. treat someone who does something like that versus the January 6th protesters? I mean, there are people who are facing much more significant jail time and legal liability for much less in the way of disruption. For simply being present, walking through an open door, you know, parading around the Capitol, which is something that happens all the time with the civil disobedience. And I don't even think they thought they were even doing civil disobedience. They just walked through an open door. Many of those folks who have been targeted by this Justice Department. But this congressman does that, and he gets the special treatment he got, or the sweetheart treatment he got. And I'm not saying he should go to jail for forever and a day. I'm just asking for equal treatment under law. You can't throw the book at the January 6ers and allow this to go on. And you may recall last week you had these terrorist supporters show up on Capitol Hill and take over a congressional building as well. No indication there's a January 6th type investigation into what they did. It's because they're leftists. You know, people talk about the double standard of justice, and, you know, I think that's a fair way of analyzing it, but my kind of weird way of analyzing it is there's just one standard of justice for the left. It's target their enemies and protect their friends. So they're being perfectly consistent when they target Trump supporters and jail Trump while protecting Biden. They're being terribly consistent. They're protecting their friends and targeting their enemies when they target January 6th individuals involved in that incident and treat differently the pro-Hamas wing of the Democratic Party taking over a congressional office building. Or, as we point out here, as we see here, let's run that video one more time. This is a member of Congress acting like a madman. Will he be expelled? Will he be censured? We'll see. I think we have a FOIA or two out on his case, so if we get anything, we'll let you know. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.